Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah. So let's get into it. Welcome back to another awaited episode of Her Success Podcast. It's your favorite host, Princess Susie, now known as Susie Superior, aka the Female Hendrix, and we are back again. I want to first start off and say a happy new year, my loves. I hope you guys enjoyed your year and enjoyed your holidays. And if you didn't, that's okay, because we will make sure it's better next time. And we thank God for life and family. Now, before you guys drag me, I know I haven't been as consistent. And I'll be honest, I started Her Success last year as an idea and something I knew I was passionate about, but I didn't plan out my craft and I just kind of went with the flow. So if you are new here, I started Her Success because I am motivated to help like-minded people like myself come on a journey with me of self-improvement, self-love, and reaching new heights of success. I have planned everything out beforehand and I can't wait for you guys to see what I have in store for you. So now let's get into this episode. So as you can probably tell by the title of this episode, we're going to be talking about how do you not give an F. So I'm trying not to cuss as much anymore, so I probably won't be saying the F word, but how do we not give a flying F? We live in a world where everything gets to us. The people, the weather, work, the men. Life will just come at you from left, right, and center, whether you're ready for it or not, which makes it difficult to stay motivated and disciplined. Sometimes we lose sight of ourselves and what really matters. So number one, the first step in not caring is realizing nothing truly matters. We all have temporary time on this earth. There are millions of people in this world. Our problems are no greater than the next person's. You will always encounter problems no matter where you are in life, no matter how much money you have. Problems will arise. So, you know, problems are a part of life. You are not going to always have life just going straight forward. Wish it was that way, but unfortunately it isn't. And I feel like sometimes problems are good because you learn from problems. You learn from adversities. Life is not straightforward. But you are not your problems, and do not let your problems weigh on you. You know, you can't come and kill yourself because of problems. So what you're worrying about now will not matter in a few days, months, or years from now. Learn to live in the moment and let go and just let God. I don't know if most of my listeners have a relationship with God, but for me, what helps me gain clarity in the world of madness is I love to speak with God. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and do not depend on your own understanding." God is the only thing we should care about. He created us and he knew us before we even knew ourselves. The people we have in our lives now are a blessing, but unfortunately, some of them will not always be there. Doesn't mean you shouldn't care about them, but don't put all your faith, love, and hope in people, because 9 times out of 10, they will disappoint you. Stop putting your faith in people. These people do not care the way you think they do. They really don't. Do what makes you happy so you're not living in regret. Do what you have always aspired to do and put it in prayer and work from there. Do not let people place their own insecurities on you. They speak from a place of fear. You're walking in faith. For the plan God has for you is for future and hope and not disaster. So why care what these people think? Like, they really don't matter. They really don't. Like, you're living for you. You were born here by yourself. So do what makes you happy. Another step, I would say. So step two in not giving a flying F is unlearn everything that has been taught to you. Okay. A lot of the stuff that's been taught to us is BS. I promise you. Like, aside from morals, I realized that most things that were taught to me were a form of brainwash. And, you know, like, they just, some of the stuff that has been taught to us is kind of to have us following like sheep. And, you know, for example, the term money is the root of evil. Now, there might be a hint of truth in this term, but money is not evil. It's just a piece of paper. It's the corruption in people and the level of the way people have worshipped money so much that has made it evil. But it doesn't need to be that. You need to learn to reframe your mindset so you can grow and not stay in a box that society wants you to stay in. Even for those who have always wanted to chase a certain career or even simply start posting more on social media, do it. How are you going to let people determine the outcome of your life? Do what brings you joy and makes you happy. People will talk regardless. It's what they do best. And instead of them to be using that energy on their own craft, they're doing that to try and bring others down because they don't have the balls to do it themselves. But greater is he that is in you, that is in them, in the world. Who determines what is embarrassing, honestly? Like, who honestly cares? The most successful people in this world have had been turned down, talked down on, and failed and picked themselves up and kept it going. Don't let anyone, right? Don't let anyone who doesn't have the lifestyle that you aspire to have to tell you about your dreams or what you can and cannot do. They are not your God and they will never be. For me, like, maturing is realizing a lot of the stuff that we have been conditioned to think is actually a lie. And when you stop following the crowd and create your own lane, people will start to follow you. So, like, there's so many things people have probably talked shit about, and then it becomes trendy, and then everyone hops on the bandwagon. All of a sudden, everyone's fucking with it. Oh, I just cussed. But don't trust people. They're liars. Do what makes you happy, because everyone, honestly, is sheep. Step three is realize you have only a limited amount of F's to give, okay? So what are the things you should care about? Your health. Make sure that your physical, spiritual, emotional, and psychological needs are being met. And the people around you are also contributing and supporting them. Your family. I think you should give an F about your family. I know a lot of people may not have the best relationship with their family. If you do, God bless you. But just in having family that is around you and support you and love you, that's a win. And, you know, you should be grateful of that. As long as you're alive to work on your goals, you have family and good friends around you, food to eat, a roof over your head, what else is there to really care about? You should only care if it truly matters. You should only care if it's contributing positively to your life. You should only care if it's adding money. Like, my African accent just jumped in there. But you should only care if it's adding money to your pocket. If it's not, then why do you care? Like, genuine question right here. Why do you care about these people? Come on now. Even you got to question yourself on that one. Like, why do you actually care about these people if they're not adding value to your life? You shouldn't. But step four is understand that people will always chat whether you're pleasing them or not. Even our very own Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ had haters, and he still has haters now. You cannot and will not please everyone. If you are in alignment of your true self, you will welcome in people who are on that journey with you. The people who are for you will find you. People will always talk and be discouraging. Those people are not for you. You don't need those type of people in your life. What you can do, they can't. And what is meant for you is not for them. Okay? They are not your God. They are not your God. Like, you shouldn't care about them. They didn't create you. So why do they honestly matter to you? Okay, they shouldn't be a thing. They shouldn't even be a thought. Okay. So they are not your God. They did not know when you were conceived in your mother's womb. So they don't know your future. They can't speak on your destiny. I feel like you can tell when someone is coming from a good place and when someone is not. But if you put your plans in prayer, God will guide you, and you don't need no approval from any other person. Okay. Like, you don't. If God is for you, no one can be against you. So step five is learn to set boundaries and say no. It seems this two-letter word is so difficult for some people, you know? It's so hard for some people to say no. But maybe if no is too hard for you to say to someone, try maybe saying no in creative ways, like, I'll let you know. Ooh, I love to say I'll let you know. Like, that's my way of saying it's a no from me, okay? But Like, you don't have to say no in that moment, because for me, I like to say I let you know, because I don't, if I do say no, I don't want anyone to question me on why I'm saying no. So if no is hard for you to say, maybe say, I'll let you know, or, oh, I'll think about it, or I'll get back to you on that. Because I don't know, people struggle to say no. And I used to be like that before. But honestly, I just used to like let my intrusive thoughts win and just say no. What are they going to do? They can't shoot me. What are they going to do? Are they going to beat me? No, I said no. What now? Like, we actually, what now? But yeah. Learn to set your boundaries and say no. And if you feel like no is hard to say, maybe say something that sounds less harsher than no, which is, I'll let you know. Because honestly, that works for me. Step 6 is, social media is a damn lie. Okay, nothing on there is real. Stop caring about the things you and the people you see on there. Most things are a facade, an illusion of what is really real. Like, it's what people just show you. It's very rare people will really show you what's going on in their life. And if they do, you realize not a lot of people have it together like you think they do. Like, social media has just become a thing where people come to just show off and pop off. And I get it, but it doesn't mean you should believe everything you see on there or compare yourself to everyone you see on there, because people, it's a damn lie. It was all a lie, okay? No one really shows their struggles, and I feel like social media has been the one tool to control us. Even the notion of us, you know, when we're using our phones, it's like we're bowing our heads to use it. Like, do not make social media your God, okay? Don't make social media your God. Don't make people your God, because these things don't last. It's not real. It's a form of brainwash, really. In order for you to start living in your truth and walking in the light that you are, you have to unlearn everything that social media feeds you. And for me, I don't know if a lot of you guys have Twitter, but on Twitter sometimes, like, it irritates me when I see some of the things people say, or a few people with podcasts, they just be sitting on there and chatting rubbish. Like, do they hear what is coming out of their mouths? And it's kind of annoying for me, because the younger generation are probably listening to this and thinking it's great advice. You know, they give you shit relationship advice. They give you shit, you know, personal advice. It's like some people are actually taking this advice and implementing it in their lives, and they're wondering, why is everything going to shit? Because you're taking advice from shitty people. So I honestly think, you know, just don't believe everything you see on social media. Go with your gut and go with, you know, how you feel about things, and look for the right people that you can take inspiration from. It doesn't mean you need to be like these people, but always be yourself, even if you want to take inspiration or take ideas. I know that listening to podcasts helped me, but it was about listening to the right podcast. So I don't know if you guys know, because I mentioned in my previous episode, but I never listened to those podcasts where they would like just gossip or talk about relationships and all these things that don't truly matter. For me, what matters is about being a better version of yourself, so you can exceed heights and you can just have peace within yourself, because we live in a world of chaos. So why add more chaos to your life? It should be peaceful. I'm big on peace. No one can come and stress me in my peace. Okay. I'm big on peace. And I feel like sometimes, you know, it's good to take a break off social media. There's times I've taken a break off social media because the things I'm seeing on there is messing with my head. It's pissing me off. So, you know, don't believe social media, and unlearn all the disgusting things social media has taught you to keep you brainwashed and like sheeps, and follow your own light and be your own person, and don't try to be like anybody else. You can do anything you set your mind to. If you really want it, you can have it. But you can't just have it by sitting around. You have to have it by, you know, being consistent and putting in that hard work. And with that hard work, you will reap what you sow. It's like when you plant a seed, you don't just plant a seed and be like, I'm good. No, you water that plant, you check up on it, you see how it's going, you know? So that's how it should be when you set your mind to something that's going to benefit you in the end. If you plan, pray, and persevere, you can do it all. Not everything will be easy. Nothing good comes easy, okay? Nothing good comes easy. And if it does come easy, it won't last. People will disappoint you, so don't hold them to a higher level than yourself. You are, aside from God, you are number one, family, and whatever else, you know, you want to put in your matters to me order, but you are your number one. Don't put anybody higher than yourself. This year we're breaking boundaries, you know? We never thought we could overcome. We're breaking heights. We're exceeding heights. Don't mind me, I'm being goofy. But this year, like, let's have it. Let's really do this. Let's really be this person that we imagine in the future. Let's really be this boss. Let's really be this whatever you have in mind for yourself. Let's do this year. But I love speaking with you guys as always. And, you know, I'm just so happy to be back on here and recording. I don't know if you guys do know, I was doing like video podcasts for a while, but my camera's been acting up. The devil is a damn liar, but it's good. I'm just going to go back to doing audio for a bit, get a new camera, and you guys are going to be seeing me on your screen. But yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode, and please follow her.success podcast on Instagram. I'm going to be more consistent on there too. And if you want to DM me, ask questions, if there's specific things you want me to speak on, feel free to DM me on there. I will respond. And I'm just trying to build like a good community here where we all feel safe, and I don't want to just put it for the ladies. Yes, it is called Her Success, but a lot of the stuff I do speak on, I feel can apply to anyone. But yes, I also changed my name over just before the new year, because I've been known as Princess Susie for a while. I didn't name myself Princess Susie. My name is Adeze, which is Igbo for princess. Ada means daughter, and Eze means king. So it basically translates to daughter of a king, which is a princess. And so I just called myself Princess Susie from when I was like 16. And I love, you know, being called Princess Susie, but I feel like a lot of girls call themselves princesses, which is not a problem, but I wanted to stand out from that. And I feel like a princess for me is like, you know, a young woman. Okay. And I am a young woman, but I wanted something that would not just apply to me when I'm young, but would apply to me and my whole persona. So, I came up with Susie Superior. And I was a bit apprehensive about the name because I feel like it might be a bit long, Susie Superior. I initially wanted to go for Susie Supreme. Susie Supreme sounds good, but I don't know. I'm rocking with Susie Superior, so we'll see if it sticks, but I love it for now because I feel superior, and superior means higher ranking. It means elite, and that's how I feel about myself, so yeah, I hope you guys like the name, you know. But yeah, so I will be releasing an episode every week. Okay, you guys heard me say it now. I will be releasing an episode every week. And I hope you guys stay tuned. And I'm just so excited to see how this goes and be your best friend on your journey of success and self-development and just being amazing. But that is it for me. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and let's enjoy this journey of success. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to Her Success Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to share with your like-minded friends and leave a review and let me know how this podcast helped. If you want to be up to date with episodes and surrounded with women like myself, then head over to Her Success Podcast on Instagram. There isn't only one star in the sky. Have a blessed day, my loves, and until the next episode. Mwah.